This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we're going to take some time to visit with David Pritchard of KEB in Litchfield. David, welcome to the studios.
Thank you, Katie.
Happy to be visiting with you and getting an update about KEB. And I know we've talked before, but it'd be great to start out with just a reminder of what you do at KEB and what services you have to offer.
Yeah, thanks. I'm an engagement partner with KEB, and I lead the Ag Group, which is a group of CPAs and consultants based in Litchfield and a couple in our St. Louis office that serve the needs of ag producers. We do some accounting and tax work for ag producers, as well as take on a few consulting projects from time to time. And we serve farmers from as far north as Minnesota, as far south as Texas, and number of local producers here as well.
Obviously, the first thing that I think about this time of year is taxes, and I know that is what is on the minds of a lot of people. So are you talking to producers about that right now, or what are you talking to them about, and maybe what are some of the hot issues right now?
Yeah, the news of tax reform is what's getting a lot of press out there. As you know, it's tax season. We're engaging with our clients now, and we're in the tax preparation cycle. Most of the tax planning gets done in the fall, but it's now time to actually file a return and in some cases write a check. So one thing we have seen, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon that happened quietly over the last few years, but we have seen a number of tax increases that are starting to hit farm tax returns. And operators that had decent incomes resulting from some of the good years we've had actually have come to find themselves writing a bigger check than they have in the past. So that's caused everybody to turn around and look to see what tax reform might be coming up. And that's a hard one to handicap. We're looking at a lot of proposals that are out there. And with the change of administration, Congress is anxious and the president's anxious to get reforms underway. So we're trying to handicap what's going on, but I think it's pretty clear that farmers are going to keep some of the stronger Section 179 and depreciation deductions and accounting methods that they've always enjoyed. It's a good bet that corporations are going to see some lowering of high tax brackets. And there's a desire to deal with the estate tax system. I'm not sure how far that's going to go, but there are a couple proposals out there of significantly reducing or eliminating the estate tax. And one of the side notes of that, which has been a little scary, is that a couple of those proposals would accompany reduction in the estate tax with bringing back paying tax on inherited assets when they're later sold by way of not giving us a new tax basis on inherited assets. So there's a lot going on, and probably the news can be summarized by there's going to be a lot happening during 2017. Our recommendations to our clients is that they probably spend a little more time keeping an eye on their crop than trying to handicap what's going to happen in Washington.
That sounds like some good advice, because there's not a whole lot that we can do about it, I guess I'd say. And your comments about the estate tax, that could be really detrimental to farming operations. So I'd say that's something that farmers do not want to see happen.
Yeah, generally speaking, our practice, if I sampled everyone that we work with, they'd probably be on your side of the fence on that answer.
Yeah, well, good to know. Well, we started talking about taxes and the issues there. Any other headaches or problems that you're talking to producers about that are coming up more often than others?
Yeah, so Katie, the top headache for our clients right now is managing production costs and price equation. There's just not a lot of profit margin in these markets. And for the last couple of years, folks really been focused on doing the best they can to make money and create a profit with these prices. A lot of our guys got some relief last year in the form of some really exceptional yields, and I know locally we did well. But 2017 is another year, and it remains to be seen how the year is going to shake out. The next headache, and one that's a big one and growing over time, is that farm operators continue to have to manage more and more information, being current on agronomics, technology, farm equipment, and the latest in best practices is getting to be a challenge. Lastly, I'd say probably the third on the list is making that transition into a little more formal business management process. We're watching the size of hired farm teams increase a little bit. We're watching farms with a need to develop standard operating procedures and more formal ways to communicate and keep everybody on the same page. And some of the operations that are transitioning, it's been a struggle for them.
Well, I would say the benefit of working with KEB on the business side of things is you can help with some of that bookwork. I know you have CPAs in the office, so that accounting side that maybe if someone would struggle with, you do have those services.
Yeah, we have a group of folks all the way from accounting services folks that do a good job with accounting and payroll issues to junior and senior tax people and some senior consultants who've been around a while, have watched changes in operations and help family members pass the farm down a generation. So we've got a good group of talent there.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about passing it on to the next generation. That's really a hot topic, and there's been a lot of if I go to any conventions, there's typically someone speaking on this. That's something that farmers are interested in, is that succession planning. What's your work been like with that, and what conversations are you having?
Yeah, it's funny. It seems like there's a lot of noise out there about what everybody should be doing and what everybody should be paying attention to. A little definition's probably needed. We consider farm estate planning to be the process that goes into preparing for the legal transfer of farm assets. And that's when mom and dad talk with advisors and work out plans for handing down their assets to the next generation and creating will and trust documents. Succession planning, on the other hand, is the work you do, sometimes with outside advisors, to plan and provide for the transition of the actual business operations and actual management responsibilities. One thing we're observing about these two processes, and something we're seeing way too much of, is a real failure of the family to sit down and talk, engage each other, have discussions around these kinds of plans. Those discussions are sometimes difficult, but even the difficult discussions can become easier over time if people will put things out on the table and get a dialogue started. So we're really encouraging families to sit down right now and put things on the table and begin to dialogue about longer-term solutions to problems that we're all facing and get the kids engaged on what is going to happen. Most of the time, that second generation, if they are not surprised, are going to help work through and have an easier time working through the difficulties that can otherwise happen if people aren't communicating on what plans are to be made.
Again, another area that KEB can help out with, and I know sometimes having those conversations don't sound very appealing, but I would say that it's probably not a painful experience to come in and sit down and talk to somebody at your office.
Yeah, we've actually spent some time even in the area of conflict resolution and helping clients create dialogues. We've gotten some specialized training for some of our people because it seems like to get to some of the financial issues that we have to get to, sometimes we got to get people talking. We got to help them create an environment, and we got to encourage frank discussion. The other thing I think that we're doing more of is trying to get families and operators in a position where they're not just starting and having one discussion, but they're creating a repetitive way for the family to sit down and have recurring meetings and deal with these issues over time rather than trying to take care of it in one fell swoop.
Well, that sounds like a good plan to talk about things along the way and make changes as needing. Of course, David, we're talking now because it's Farmers Appreciation Month, and I know you probably have a couple of things at least that you'd like to say to farmers and your clients in the community.
Yeah, no doubt, Katie. That's a big reason we're here and a big reason we want to be vocal during Farm Appreciation Month. You just got to consider that there's really no comparison to the value of the ag economy for little rural communities like we have here in South Central Illinois and really the state of Illinois in general. The ag group at KEB serves mostly an ag producer clientele, and we are incredibly grateful for the opportunity we get to do that. The folks in production agriculture are almost always great to work with. They treat us with a great amount of respect, and almost always timely and communicative when we need information from them. Just really a joy to work with, and something we really appreciate.
Well, thanks so much, David, for coming in. And again, we've been talking with David Pritchard of KEB in Litchfield.